Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton trying to force Kate Cox to carry to term a 20-week fetus doctors say will not survive.
Opponents of Cox say the state's abortion law is the will of the voters who want the lives of babies protected. But her supporters claim Attorney General Paxton has no business intervening.
ABC's Derek Dennis.
No word yet on when the Texas Supreme Court might rule on Cox's case. There are similar challenges to abortion laws in other states, meaning the issue could very well end up at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Severe weather, including tornadoes, one an EF3 blowing at 150 miles an hour, marched through central Tennessee. No fewer than six people killed, dozens more injured, and a lot of damage. Catholic priest Stephen Gutzjill died in Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, after being stabbed in a church rectory. Church officials say Gutzjill was attacked in an invasion. Kier Williams is in custody. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin and state lawmakers have reached a deal to break an impasse on UW employee pay raises. University's president Jay Rothman says, among other things, 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion workers will be reassigned to other roles.
No one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success.
The deal will also free up money for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. People and stores in Wisconsin should throw away some applesauce with cinnamon. There's a nationwide recall on several brands of cinnamon applesauce puree pouches because they might have dangerous levels of lead. It may have made at least 64 kids sick. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Packers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 6-6 Packers face the 4-8 Giants at MetLife Stadium on Monday Night Football. The players had a final workout before boarding the team plane. Wide receiver Christian Watson is out with a hamstring injury, and so is Jair Alexander with a shoulder injury. Aaron Jones, questionable with his sprained knee, says there's never a day off for players on the injury list.
To be out there with my guys, it's my job, but as I put so much time into this, so I mean, it wouldn't be taking a week off.
The Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team is headed to Tampa for the NCAA Final Four tournament. They beat Oregon Saturday night. The Badgers face Texas on Thursday. Basketball, the Badgers losing to number one ranked Arizona, 98-73. Besides being outscored, Wisconsin also made some critical mistakes.
We also had some self-inflicted things. They had a couple key turnovers that contributed to that avalanche offensively, and the snowball happened, kept getting bigger and bigger, and it was hard for us to get that under control.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Cloudy today with highs around 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 15. Highs level off around 25. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Low 30s Wednesday. Low 40s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You know what I think is sweet? A weather forecast that keeps sunshine a part of our day. Hello, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Happy to kick off the week with a forecast that looks very, very manageable. Now, I grant you today, probably a few more clouds than sun. We'll touch out today around 35 degrees. But the rest of the week, sunshine in pretty much every day's forecast. Tomorrow, sunshine and 32. Wednesday, sunshine and 37. Thursday, sunshine and 46. Friday, 44. Saturday, 44. Sunday, 45. In fact, would you believe that all the way through Christmas on the 25th, we are going to see temperatures in the upper 30s to low and mid 40s. Wow. When's the last time you saw that in Wisconsin? We'll talk about it with Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist. He's on the way. We're also going to give you some more reason for holiday celebrations with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and equine owners doing what they can to keep their horses not only comfortable all winter, but mentally engaged. Charity Seebecker's got an update for us on the way.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Most financial people will tell you that if you're invested in gold or farmland, real estate, you're in pretty good shape. We got that idea verified recently when we talked to Paul Shattuck, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations with the Farmers National Company. I'm Bob Osel from the northern end of the world's longest barn, and Shattuck told us recently that, yes, real estate is in a very good position right now, especially farm real estate.
Yeah, Bob, it's been pretty exciting, really, the last 5 years. And overall, land values have started to kind of settle and stabilize. But as you've seen in the news, there are many instances where we see two guys that have wanted land for a long time. Maybe it hasn't come up for sale in 150 years, and they don't hesitate to bid as high as it takes.
Is there any way for you to anticipate some of that stuff?
You know, there are times where maybe we have a little bit of an inkling that there will be great competition for a piece of ground. But overall, the day of auction is when we really find out what their true intentions are. And a lot of those guys, they want to hold their cards close to the chest. They don't want their neighbors to know that they're really interested.
How much are we seeing that the neighbors are buying these chunks of ground versus investors from far off?
And, Bob, we analyze that very closely. We need to know who our buyers are for a piece of ground. And so when we look at that over the past several years and even year over year, it stays very consistent that 70 to 80% of the buyers of land are local farmer operators. It's only that smaller portion that are true investors, investment funds, and groups like that.
And many times when I see the synopsis of the sale, the final line is the neighbor bought it and he paid cash.
That is still the case in the majority of the time. You know, those are those dynamics that we talk about in the market where interest rates and inflation are going to put pressures on land values. But when there's still that much cash out there in the market, interest rates don't mean much.
As we looked earlier this year at some of the sales, Missouri sales set the new record of over $30,000 an acre. And we always hear that, you know, not a lot of land is coming up for sale, but does that put impetus for people that may have owned this land for generations to say, well, we're not farming it, we never see the land, let's move it and maximize our profits?
There's a lot of trains of thought that go into land ownership in general, and we definitely are seeing that dynamic, that generational transfer of wealth. where maybe it's a grandchild that is now owning the grandparents' farm, and you're correct, they don't see it, they don't have a lot of attachment. But one trend that we are seeing is that some of those people are stepping back and thinking, well, why did my grandparents hold on to that farm? And farmland has had appreciated value over a long period of time. Maybe that is a good investment. Even though I know nothing about it, it looks like it's been a great investment, holding its value. And so we are seeing a little more of a trend in that direction as adding it to their portfolio. And then that is also limiting that land coming to the market.
How much of it is the old story in real estate, location, location, location? Because like in central Wisconsin, we've got good, heavy farm ground, but there's no way in the world it's going to bring the kind of prices it would in Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Nebraska.
Yeah, quality is always number one. But when you talk about location and competition for the land, if you're in an area where there is a lot of development and there are a lot of operators that are wanting to expand, or maybe there's an investment fund that wants to accumulate into a certain area, that is what's going to drive it over the top. Quality is always, you've got to have a quality piece of property that's capable of production. And beyond that, it's going to relate back to competition.
As you work with the sellers of these lands, how do you prepare them? Because I'm sure that land in Missouri, there's no way you said, well, we'll get you $30,000 an acre. How do you prepare them, and how do you develop the portfolio of this sale?
Yeah, we definitely need to understand the market in general. Where are we at? What's the market value of that in today's world? And then we can look at, how much competition do you think we can drive for that piece of ground? But what it really boils down to is that, like, the auction process gives us true market value. It exposes it to the public, and you find out who's willing to pay the most for that land and what it's worth on that particular day.
But as you look at the prices of land that we're seeing now and the price of commodities, there really is no comparison. One doesn't drive the other. I mean, these, you know, $4 corn doesn't drive $30,000 or $20,000 land.
Yeah, we've always focused on commodity markets will drive the value of land, but we're kind of finding that that's not always the case, especially in today's world where we've seen that reduction in commodity markets, but the land values have not followed yet.
What do you expect looking into 2024? I mean, it's kind of like the Wild West after what we've seen this summer in some of these prices around the country. Is it just, well, you got it for sale, we know it'll bring a good dollar, we're just not sure how good. How do you do that? How do you look forward?
Well, I like to bring my crystal ball out about this time of year and try to figure out what's going to happen as we move into 2024. And I think that commodity markets, world events, political activity with policy is going to play a lot into people's attitudes. And then the other side of that is how many individuals are going to decide, I know I could sell my farm for record high values right now, but I also have to step back and say, but it's also worth record high values, and maybe I'm better off holding on to it and see that appreciation continue over the next 25 years.
How much land, what kind of feel do you have of land that will become available yet this fall? We're getting to the end of the year, but into early 2024. And for people that may be speculating about, well, maybe I'm going to sell grandpa or great grandpa's farm, is there a better time of the year than others to sell?
You know, historically, we've always had a market period that would be October to March, but we've kind of moved away from that, and we're into a lot of non-traditional land buyers that don't have any problem buying at any time of the year. And we went through a lull a little bit in through the summer months, but I can tell you that we saw in August a lot of ramping up of interest in selling. We went through September, was one of our record high months of selling land in the history of our company, which is 90 plus years old. And then that continued into October, had a great October, and I can tell you our pipeline is still full through the end of the year. Looking out into January and February, we have a lot of interest in talking about it, and then starting to sign up some auctions and listings through that period. So very encouraging that we're going to see some land come to the market and take advantage of some of these great values.
How do you look at it? Because when I look at your brochures of land coming up, and I see, you know, there'll be chunks of land, then you'll break it up into different parcels. How do you make those decisions? With the landowners, or you figure the value, the productivity of the land?
Yeah, what we try to do with that landowner is, you know, we're working in their best interest, and so we're going to try to do whatever makes sense to maximize the value of that investment that they've had. Many times that's the first time that that family has sold that in many, many years, and so we want to make sure we do the best job we can, and if it makes sense to divide it out into parcels and give everyone opportunities to buy, then that's what we'll do. But it's not always the case, but a lot of times it is.
And again, in 2024, we get into next year, what kind of inquiries have you had from potential sellers to maybe move their land?
Yeah, we've had a lot of interest moving into January, February, March timeframe to explore those opportunities right now. So, I look forward to a pretty active market come January 1, probably carry into the when guys start to plant seeds.
We've got major elections coming up in 2024. Does that ever affect the price of land?
Yeah, and that goes back to what I said about policy and politics. It could very well affect, and if we have an administration that comes in and tries to affect capital gains tax or taxation structures, other things that involve the land, it could definitely have an impact on land value.
It's more than just putting a for sale sign out. There's a lot of science in real estate, especially farm real estate. Paul, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
All right, Paul Shattuck, again, Vice President of Real Estate with the Farmers National Company. I'm Bob Bosol.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Visit mhimaging.com.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Comfortable. Now, that's actually a pretty decent way to describe our weather. Time for a Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, along with us. You know, comfortable. I don't know. You know, Stu and I were talking during the commercial break about the fact that this no snow business is keeping a lot of us much more active outside. The projects just kind of keep reappearing, don't they?
Yeah, and it's like, boy, you know, there's no snow, I can still get this done, and yeah. Hey, I can do that.
Right. Yep. And it's not there's no snow. I mean, literally, there's not much for precipitation in the forecast at all for the next 7 days or so.
No, this week stays dry and in all reality, fairly mild. Our normal high should be at about 34. We'll be there today, maybe a little cooler tomorrow. And toward the end of the week, upper 30s and 40s again return to the area. No big changes, no major storm building to the west waiting to get us. I just don't have that other shoe to drop. In fact, it starts out very nice today with a high-pressure system nearby. We still have clouds to start out on this Monday, but as the day progresses, first in western Wisconsin, last in the east, sun will break on in. It will brighten up today. It all sounds well and good, but a weak front is out to the west. A very weak, cool front does zip through our area toward late today into the nighttime. What I'm really anticipating is winds that become southwest here today and keep that temperature fairly mild, become more west and northwest overnight, not into the day Tuesday. And that brings us that little cool down for Tuesday where we'll be just a little cooler than normal. Other than that, then we start to warm up after that with another stronger high pressure system right in the central part of the U.S. There's not going to be snow anywhere near, you know, it's not going to be a Kansas-Missouri storm, nothing like that. We're just going to have a lot of dry air in the central part of the U.S. through the week with those temperatures moderating. In fact, heading up into the 40s and maybe even mid or upper 40s into the weekend sounds very, very fine. A lot more like autumn weather compared to what we think about as we're heading toward the official beginning of the winter season. Then I just said, look at my calendar, a little over a week and a half away, the official start of winter. And it just doesn't seem like that winter weather is there. But like Pam and I discussed, certainly take advantage of it, get more things done outdoors, you know, get a little more prep work done for winter. So when we really do get that cold weather, we're ready for it and there's not a rush to try and catch up and get some of that activity taken care of. So maybe this is all to our advantage. Make the most of it. It does look like a great week is on the way. And I'll have those forecast details with those wonderful temperatures right after this.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video or call 888-557-1020 today.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member focused, member driven, member led. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Twitter.
Alrighty, Stu, bring us all the good news details on this forecast.
Well, it's a really nice way to start a week, and our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast does start out with clouds in the morning today and then gradually clearing, first in west and then late in eastern Wisconsin, but the sun should break on through. We do stay a little cool like normal, call it mid-30s, 34, 35 at most, and winds will become southwest through the day around 5 to 10. Overnight, partly cloudy, down in the lower 20s, 23, 24. South winds become west about 5 to 15. A sunny day Tuesday, a nice one, but only back to near freezing with the northwest winds 5 to 15. And sunny Wednesday, upper 30s, maybe a 40 at La Crosse already. West winds at 5 to 10. Mid and upper 40s then, Pam, as we look toward Thursday and Friday. Just a slight chance of a little rain late Friday. Otherwise, we stay dry.
Wow, that's well, you'll have to do a little history work for us before tomorrow morning, Stu, and see when the last time was that we got this deep into December without any snow, really. I mean, is there snow in the North Woods?
In the north, there's some, yeah. Well, I've got a little pile hid behind the shed here yet, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. I see, yeah, it's like straining to hang on, so.
Yeah, it's fighting very hard.
Yeah, all right, man. Very good. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, Stu. Appreciate it.
All right. See ya.
All right. So that's our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Of course, Compure Financial is your partner when it comes to agriculture and rural living. You can find your resources online and go to Compure.com. Hey, you know, speaking of weather, maybe some of you folks have already been enjoying some winter sports. Have you? Is anybody ice fishing? Is the ice thick enough to ice fish? Let me know. Talk text line always available to you for those kinds of conversations. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Just kind of curious if anybody has ventured out just yet. I know that there's not much going on as far as, you know, the skiing or snowmobiling. I think they are probably even struggling to have snow on Aaron's Hill up in Green Bay for Titletown. Let me know what you're doing. Is there anything winter-like happening in your backyard? 877-301-FARM.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton trying to force Katie Cox to carry to term a 20-week fetus doctors say will not survive.
Opponents of Cox say the state's abortion law is the will of the voters who want the lives of babies protected, but her supporters claim Attorney General Paxton has no business intervening.
ABC's Derek Dennis.
No word yet on when the Texas Supreme Court might rule on Cox's case. There are similar challenges to abortion laws in other states, meaning the issue could very well end up at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Severe weather, including tornadoes, one an EF3 blowing at 150 miles an hour, marched through central Tennessee. No fewer than six people killed, dozens more injured, and a lot of damage. Catholic priest Stephen Gutzjul died in Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, after being stabbed in a church rectory. Church officials say Gutzjul was attacked in an invasion. Kier Williams is in custody. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin and state lawmakers have reached a deal to break an impasse on UW employee pay raises. University's president Jay Rothman says, among other things, 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion workers will be reassigned to other roles.
No one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success.
The deal will also free up money for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. People and stores in Wisconsin should throw away some applesauce with cinnamon. There's a nationwide recall on several brands of cinnamon applesauce puree pouches because they might have dangerous levels of lead. It may have made at least 64 kids sick. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 6-6 Packers face the 4-8 Giants at MetLife Stadium on Monday Night Football. The players had a final workout before boarding the team plane. Wide receiver Christian Watson is out with a hamstring injury, and so is Jaire Alexander with a shoulder injury. Aaron Jones, questionable with his sprained knee, says there's never a day off for players on the injury list.
To be out there with my guys, this is my job. I put so much time into this, so I mean, it wouldn't be taking a week off.
The Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team is headed to Tampa for the NCAA Final Four tournament. They beat Oregon Saturday night. The Badgers face Texas on Thursday. Basketball, the Badgers losing to number one ranked Arizona, 98-73. Besides being outscored, Wisconsin also made some critical mistakes.
We also had some self-inflicted things. They had a couple key turnovers that contributed to that avalanche offensively, and the snowball happened, kept getting bigger and bigger, and it was hard for us to get that under control.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered.
Cloudy today with highs around 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 15. Highs level off around 25. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Low 30s Wednesday, low 40s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm right back.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Honestly, this weather forecast makes December look like a breeze for us Wisconsinites. Today, we are going to see more clouds than sun. 35 are expected high. Sunshine tomorrow, 32. Sunshine on Wednesday, 37. Sunshine on Thursday, 46 degrees. Friday, partly sunny and 44. Honestly, the weather forecast as of right now is saying we are going to have temperatures in the upper 30s to mid 40s right through Christmas. I'm Pam Youngke. Glad you're along with us on this Monday morning. It is, of course, the 11th day of December. It's the farm show, so this one's appropriate. On this day back in 1819, Jerome Increase Case was born. He was actually born in New York State, but he ultimately ended up founding the J.I. Case Company in 1842 in Rochester. He got a lot of recognition for the construction of the first steam engine for agricultural use. He became mayor of Racine for 3 terms, was state senator from Racine for 2 terms, president of the Manufacturers National Bank of Racine, and founder of the First National Bank of Burlington. He also founded the Wisconsin Academy of Science, Arts, and Letters, was the president of the Racine County Agricultural Society, and president of the Wisconsin Agriculture Society. Passed away December of 1891, but Jerome Increase Case made a big impact on agriculture, not just in Wisconsin, but beyond our borders, born on this day back in 1819. On this day, 2008, Bernie Madoff was arrested. Popularly known as the founder and chairman of Bernard Madoff Investment Securities, LLC, arrested and subsequently convicted of fraud. Ponzi scheme, if you remember correctly. Bernie Madoff arrested on this day back in 2008. Happy birthday to actress dancer Rita Moreno, 92 years young, and now you know. How many times in your family have you heard, "I'm bored. There's nothing to do." Well, guess what? They are voicing what animals must show us. Charity Seebecker joins us this morning. For all you horse owners out there that are trying to prepare yourself and your horses for winter, a couple different things to keep in mind. Of course, there's creature comfort. There's also mental engagement. Charity?
Rain, sleet, snow, mud, and ice can be a mess, and it's not very fun to clean up or try to walk on. And it's not easy taking care of animals outside in that cold, especially here in Wisconsin. Some horses do well on their own with a little extra hair, food, and shelter, while others may not. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Dr. Howard Kettover, veterinarian at Iron Gate Equine Clinic, says there's several things to take into consideration when it comes to caring for your horses in the winter. And that includes even giving them toys so they don't get bored.
The big thing is that quality forage. We really need to make sure they have access. Most horses are going to be somewhere between 1.5% and 2.5% body weight. So if we figure an average horse is about 1,000 pounds, we would want to make sure that they have somewhere between 15 and 25 pounds of hay available to them throughout the day. We don't want it all at once. We know horses do much better having many small meals than one large one or two large ones. So if we can spread that out, the health of the horse, the health of the GI tract of the horse is going to be a whole lot better for us. Beyond that, again, that clean, fresh water is important to us. It's not uncommon that we'll see people add in some grain as just another source of energy or a fat source. Sometimes we'll use something like a rice bran or an oil or some other products out there that are commercially available. And then we'll see a lot of people add in just salt. And you can use table salt or an agricultural salt, sometimes an ounce a day, just to help drive those thirst centers and make sure they're drinking. Beyond that, nutritionally speaking, there really isn't a whole lot different. And I think more commonly not, we probably have more trouble with our horses and sometimes our clients maybe overfeeding. And we sometimes end up with horses coming out of the winter being a little heavier than we'd like them to and getting into the spring and then running into problems there. So managing them accordingly and not overfeeding is important too.
It's really important to keep horses entertained and exercise. But if I don't have an indoor arena to be able to use during the winter, what are some other ways I can keep my horse entertained so it doesn't get bored?
The boredom side of things can become a problem for us in that sometimes we'll start to see some destructive behaviors and just sometimes some mischief just because they are bored and getting into things that they wouldn't otherwise get into, testing the fences, testing the gates and things like that. So I think it is important to go ahead and provide those things, not just during the winter, but year round even for them. And the nice thing, again, most horses are going to eat about 18 hours a day. So if we can give them small, frequent meals, great. We'll just go ahead and entertain them with food. There are different commercially available products out there that you can do feeding treats and other things or feeding products inside of them is one way. Some people will come in and use slow feeder nets or slow feeding devices. So it just forces the horse to focus on that nutrition longer throughout the day and gives them not only for the GI health, but also for some of that mental stimulation. We'll see a lot of people use the jolly ball, just sort of a ball or something for the animal to play with while they're in their area and move around. Some horses love them and will kick them around and use them and throw them around with their mouth, and others never touch it. So just understanding your horse and seeing what they need to do. And then certainly as much exercise as we can get and getting out and doing things, and even just spending time with them. Go out and groom, go out and spend time with your horse. Even though it's miserable and it's cold, they'll enjoy it. It's good for us as well.
That was Dr. Howard Ketover, veterinarian at Iron Gate Equine Clinic. He added that just like it's important that we take extra steps to stay warm and healthy in the winter, it's important to do the same with our horses. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Well, there you go. So your kids aren't the only ones that are bored. You have to think about your horses, too. Thanks, Charity. On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped 3.5 cents to 155.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 4.5. Closed the week at $1.58. Double A butter, that remained unchanged. In Chicago this morning, we've got Class 3 milk for January down 6 at $16.28. Currently, the March corn is up $0.015 at $4.87. January beans up 11.5. $13.15. July new crop wheat currently 6 cents lower at $6.39.75. Ah, the holidays. What a perfect time to celebrate. And if you're getting ready to celebrate, think real Wisconsin dairy. Talking about that next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Visit mhimaging.com.
Sows, cows, plows. Heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Tis the season to visit with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You know that you want to feature real Wisconsin cheese, all our great Wisconsin dairy products, and there's a good reason why you should want to feature those, not only as your entertainment staples, but also as gift-giving ideas. Joining us today is Rachel Kerr. She's a Senior Director of Experiential and Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and her goal is to help people better understand consumer trends that we see at the end of the holiday year and going into 2024. Rachel, let's talk just a little bit about this, because the trends that I'm seeing on some of the studies that you're looking at were already pretty visible even during Thanksgiving, for example, when it comes to the way people want to celebrate. Tell us a little bit about what we're learning in 2023 that we think will be guiding us in 2024 with consumers.
You bet, Pam. So we've been kind of analyzing some of these trends that are shaping what consumers are looking for, especially when it comes to food and culinary experiences. And you're right, people are already starting to act on some of these trends in this holiday season. And so we've kind of put together a list of our top five macro trends that we're seeing and predicting that consumers will fall into in the coming months, in the coming year. So really, when we look ahead to 2024, some of the trends that we've already seen emerge are going to kind of continue to grow. So things like, you know, we expect consumers to continue to put an even bigger focus on environmental consciousness. They're also going to keep focusing on their personal well-being and finding mindful indulgences within the culinary and food world. Mm-hmm. And then interestingly, we're seeing a lot of trends that look towards kind of bringing the fusion of both tradition and innovation and kind of new flavors and new blends and that kind of thing. So we think 24 is going to be a great year, and there's a great story to tell for Wisconsin dairy as consumers look to act on these trends.
Yeah, I was going to say, in all elements that you just alluded to, the other thing that I'm finding in my own personal life, my family, my friends, is tying a story with what you feature, either as a gift or as an entertainment element, that really seems to make people want to engage more, respond faster, I guess, if they know that you're a good host. And Wisconsin's got just a fantastic lineup of so many different stories that pair with fantastic product.
Exactly. Story is huge. People want to know the producers behind their products. They want to know where their food is coming from. They want to understand the unique stories that, you know, maybe helped craft that product. So it's just really interesting to see how consumers respond to that. And you're right, because we have here in Wisconsin amazing stories, because we have amazing farmers, we have amazing cheesemakers, we have amazing people that are kind of taking some of that old world tradition, but blending it with Wisconsin innovation and keeping us at the forefront of the dairy industry and kind of pushing forward, whether it's taking advantage of trends like adding, you know, new spices and flavors to cheese. For example, I'm not sure if you're familiar with White Jasmine and Huma, who leads that business, and she's from Pakistan, but brings her blends of flavors and spices and blends them into really high quality Wisconsin cheese that are super interesting. So if you've tried her tandoori gouda, for example, it's just an example of how, yeah, people love to hear the story behind everything and then taste something that's kind of new and unique.
Absolutely. Again, Rachel Kerr's along with us, folks. She is the Senior Director of Experiential and Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You can find a lot of this information, this guidance online at wisconsindairy.org. I'll point you to their great Pair and Share online magazine as well, because I tapped into that, Rachel, during Thanksgiving. And just stopping to think about the challenges a lot of people face during the holiday season. You don't know what to give people. It looks like there's high value on just the eating experience. And I used a lot of our Wisconsin Master Cheesemakers products for a lot of my gifts this winter. It just seems to make sense if that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, one of the macro trends that we've identified is what we call cultivating connection, which is the fact that, you know, we have a study that shows that 92% of people value experiences over physical gifts. So you're right, they're going to kind of be more attracted towards things that aren't always physical, but does involve food in many instances, which is actually the top category in that area. So, you know, people value their connections with their community. We have a great community of cheese lovers. We call it Cheeselandia. So that's a place for people who are passionate about Wisconsin and passionate about cheese to kind of come together and share their love over shared experiences, whether it's a virtual event or, you know, dining out and trying a new culinary experience that perhaps involves cheese, you know, or tis the season for fondue and all of that kind of warm, cozy, cheesy goodness. So people are really looking for those ways to connect. And what better way to connect over amazing cheese, like you said, master cheesemaker cheeses that you can share throughout the holidays and into the new year. Just a great way to kind of create that connection and share the joy that food and good cheese brings.
Now, aside from telling me and our audience about these trends, Rachel, I want our dairy farmers, and remember, folks, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is funded entirely by our Wisconsin dairy farm families and their hard-earned dollars. Rachel, I know it's important that our audience recognizes what they're probably living, but you also share a lot of this market research with the very cheesemakers that are out there trying to capture that business, develop new flavors, come up with different blends. This is not just something that lives online. You actually make this available to the industry as well.
You are exactly right. We have an amazing internal team of people who help find these nuggets of research that are grounded in data that we can use to leverage and sell more Wisconsin dairy and create and build that demand for our high quality dairy products. So we do make that available to the industry, which, like you mentioned, is extremely valuable because it does help move more milk and create that stronger demand for these high quality products. So that is our mission, and we are here to serve the farmers in that goal.
Well, and this is the perfect time of year. The other research that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's happy to share with you is that we see, for example, cheese consumption, Wisconsin cheese consumption, continue robust sales through the holidays all the way through to Super Bowl Sunday before we see much of a break there. And we're not lacking supplies. You know, this really kind of got started, a lot of these trends, Rachel, don't you think, back during the pandemic? You mentioned Cheeselandia. That's when that really took off. It looks like a lot of these trends are sticking around.
They have, yeah. They really kind of started being crafted in during the pandemic when people started to change their behavior and kind of think about, you know, what they wanted to enjoy. Like, for example, the trend that we identified called mindful indulgence. So these are things that kind of lingering behaviors from the pandemic, like treating yourself to something that has like a great story and is special. And, you know, it's not a high value item necessarily, but you're having these everyday little indulgences. So whether it's a new cheese that you picked up or, you know, something special, you know, people are continuing to act on those kind of learned behaviors that we all found during the pandemic. So we absolutely are looking for ways that we can promote Wisconsin as a way to indulge yourself.
Remember, folks, it's still buy local. You buy local, buy our Wisconsin cheese. That helps our Wisconsin dairy farmers, helps our dairy industry. Rachel Kerr along with us, Senior Director of Experiential and Brand Marketing with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I mentioned before a couple websites where you will be able to find not only areas where you can shop for these real Wisconsin dairy products, but also great videos and stories that you can share with your guests about the very products that you buy. Go to wisconsindairy.org. You'll also find a lot of resources at wisconsincheese.com. Rachel, if I'm getting ready to host these conversations, what are some of the points, again, that you maybe like our hosts to bring up during conversation about Wisconsin's dairy industry and what we've got to offer?
Well, just knowing, like I said, as we're looking ahead to 2024 and all the trends that are facing consumers, there are so many ways that Wisconsin cheese and dairy fit into the minds and the hearts and the things that people will be consuming in the year ahead. So whether it's a quality product that has an interesting story, a way to indulge in kind of a special moment through a special piece of cheese, or just, you know, kind of tying into people's desire to be more environmentally conscious and think about sustainability. We have the very best dairy products here in the state, and so our mission, of course, at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is to help make sure people know that whatever kind of trend they might be pursuing, there is a product for them coming from Wisconsin.
You bet there is. Again, Rachel Kerr, our guest today, brought to you courtesy of our hardworking dairy farm families all across the state, hoping you will remember real Wisconsin dairy when it comes time for a celebration, not only around your table within your family, but sharing it with those outside of the state is a great idea as well. Find more details on how everything works online, wisconsindairy.org. Or you can also pop on over to wisconsincheese.com. Great resources for all. And from all the folks at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, our hardworking dairy farm families, Rachel Kerr and I, we wish you the very best of holidays.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
2023 farm income numbers are out, and the news is not great. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. U.S. farmers will see a 21% drop in net income this year compared with 2022's record high level. USDA economist Seth Meyer says on the bright side, it's still above the long-term average. Meyer is already looking ahead and admits the next year may be something to worry about.
When we look at kind of the dynamics going forward, I guess what I'm going to keep an eye out for, how are we looking at commodity prices going forward? We look at across the board on commodity prices with a few exceptions like cattle. We see prices coming down, right? And even cattle, we've seen some moves recently, at least in the short run of softening cattle prices after some record highs. So I do, again, continue to worry about margins that we'll achieve on the farm.
The farm income projections for 2024 are not yet completed, says Meyer.
What we're estimating for farm income is down a lot from 2022, but it's still really good and would be hard to maintain long run, right? So we might even expect a reversion to something smaller in terms of net farm income. I might even just from a momentum standpoint anticipate some further declines. But what does that look like in 2024?
The next farm income forecast for 2024 is in February. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.